This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The internet, for all its wonders, is also a place where not-so-great things happen. Harassment of various degrees, of course. And it turns out there are industries built around that. Julia Angwin over at ProPublica got firsthand experience after writing an article on how extremist websites make money. She got hit up by bots, and then she wrote about that. Julia, it's good to have you on.
It's great to be here.
So give us the skinny on what happened to you.
So basically, I and a couple of my colleagues were targeted with what's known as an email bomb, meaning that somebody signed us up for thousands and thousands of newsletters and online accounts, and our emails were barraged with the confirmation notice that you get every time you sign up for something new, to the point where we couldn't use our email and the organization's email actually crashed.
And they turned off your accounts and everything, right? I mean, you were shut off from the modern world, as it were.
Yes. Okay. It turns out I couldn't communicate with anyone after that.
You decided to fight back. You spent, I think, like $100 and got some ridiculous amount of retweets and bots and all of that. Explain, first of all, how you did it and then why it's so cheap to do this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we were basically trying to explore this world, and we realized that a way to explore the world of bots is on Twitter. So we were able to launch two fake accounts, FauxPublica and
nice.
FauxPublica RU, which was the Russian language version of FauxPublica. And we got, and for I think about $100, we got about 15,000 retweets for our two different accounts. And I think the real issue here is that the platforms that are used to launch these attacks, they're not the one that suffers when you're attacked. And so their incentive to prevent this type of attack is low. And in fact, and oftentimes, they get a boost from not preventing people, right? Because if they allow more signups or more Twitter accounts, it looks like they have more users. And so their incentive is to kind of maybe turn a blind eye to it.
Right. And Twitter's response to you all was basically, hey, it violates our terms of service. And that was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
They just pointed us to their terms of service and said, like, you know, obviously that's against our rules. And I was like, well, yeah, but there's literally firms out there whose whole business is buying and selling Twitter bots. And I don't understand how, you know, that's a viable business if they were really enforcing their terms.
The bigger point of this somewhat serendipitous investigation y'all did, and you say this, you actually write, we are collectively losing faith in the promise of the internet. This all comes at an especially vulnerable time for life online.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it seemed like a really good thing, this whole internet. I was definitely really into it, you know, and it was like going to topple, you know, authoritarian regimes, and we were all going to get better airline tickets. And sure, that did happen. But it also is true that the internet being decentralized and unregulated is a wild west and is being used for massive amounts of, you know, what you could call information warfare. And a regular person's ability to defend against this, it's a constant arms race, and we're always going to be losing against the bigger machine.
What if I am a regular person, though, and for some reason I've gotten caught up in this bot? I mean, you are, Julia Angwin, internet professional and savvy user of the interwebs. Not everybody is.
Absolutely. And you hear these stories all the time of people who are like, I quit Twitter because the abuse was too much. I mean, I think this is actually becoming a lot of people's experience with the internet, is that the cost and the harassment is higher than perhaps the benefit.
Julia Angwin is a senior reporter at ProPublica. She wrote this piece with Wired about email bots and Twitter bots and how to fight back, I suppose you could say. Julia, thanks a lot.
Thank you.